The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, it's time again for the Shopping Trolley, where we review the same product from various stores or the same product from various manufacturers. I'm guided by expert shopper Simon Tierney. Simon, how are you?
Anton, how are you?
I'm very good. What are we looking at today?
Well, as it's Wimbledon, I thought, at least, that we would be looking at Cordial because, of course, Robinson's, a famous Cordial brand, has one of the longest, or had one of the longest, sporting sponsorship schemes in history. 86 years.
No.
But it ended 2 years ago. So you remember, you know, on the umpire's chair, you'd have a bottle of Robinson's. That actually started in 1935 with Fred Perry when he won that year. But Robinson's no longer at Wimbledon. If you're watching the highlights this evening, you won't see it there. But Cordials are still a big part of the Irish summer, I think. Are you a Cordial fan yourself?
I am a Cordial fan. I'm partial to Cordial.
Yeah, I like an elderflower. I like something a little bit less sweet, personally. I'm like a lemon Cordial I like as well. Lemon and lime.
I find cordials can go down the end of the spectrum where you say, why these combinations and why these? It's all pomegranate and this kind of crack. You're like, just give us apple. That's all you want.
I know. It's a real, there's a very she thing at the moment with elderflower and mint. And
what is elderflower?
Elderflower is, it looks like cow parsley. It's
which begs a second question. What's cow parsley?
You haven't been down the country lately, Anton. It looks like kind of this little white flowers.
Oh.
But you have to kind of soak it for a long time in water, I believe. So we have elderflower cordial today, bottle green. This is at the higher end of the market. This is coming at €4 well, and 5 cents.
Why didn't you tell me there was a picture of elderflower facing you on the bottle?
Oh, there is. And it does look like cow parsley. From the Cotswolds, but we have plenty of cow parsley.
Ooh, it's hand-picked, I see.
Yeah, that makes it better. That's €4.05 for 500ml. Robinson's Summer Fruits and Barley. That's very old-fashioned to have barley. I'll explain that in a moment. That's €2.80 for a giant bottle, a litre.
Is this diluted or is this...
These are all cordials, so they're highly concentrated. Okay. Yeah, so...
Because at a tenner a litre... It'd want to be pretty concentrated.
Exactly. And it is actually the most concentrated. You'll see it's almost treacle when you pour it out. And the last one is, you can barely see it on the desk in front of you there, Anton. Tiny little pocket bottle of My Wadi. Tropical. 66 millilitres. Tiny, tiny. That's €2.50. So the difference this week is 62% between the priciest and the cheapest. But of course, this is really... difficult to quantify because these are cordials, they require dilution, and the dilution is different depending on which product you buy. So the, you know, purportedly the most expensive product here, the bottle green, can actually work out as the cheapest because it says that it contains 32 servings.
Yeah, at a push. Like, I'm just eyeballing it, but it'd want to be pretty concentrated.
Now, open it up there and you'll see how treacly it is. It's really, really thick. You can see it. It's not like water at all. And you'll see when you taste it now that there's a good bang off it. It's a really genuine cordial. There's a lot in it. Yep, that's that one. Yep. So you can taste it there. It's 1 to 15. I've tried to follow the prescription as closely as I can. So it's requiring one part of cordial to 15 parts of water. Whereas the second one, the Robinson's, suggests that it has 20 servings in its bottle. But the My Wadi, the tiny little fellow beside you, that also says that it has 20 servings, but that's got 66 mil, whereas the Robinson's has a litre. How is that even possible?
It'll be handy for camping.
Very handy for camping.
So the elderflower, it actually matches its own description. It says on the side, the light, delicate taste of hand-picked elderflower. Light and delicate is kind of the description. There's not a lot of guts to that.
Mm.
It's not bad, but it's
meh. I like it because I don't like a very sweet cordial, so it's kind of just a little taste to your water. The My Wadi, on the other hand, is having to carry a lot of work. Now, I've just kept this glass separate because I want you to do the process yourself. So just for the listeners to understand, this is kind of like the...
Oh, right, the process.
It's kind of like the tic-tac box of cordial.
How big a squirt do I give it?
This is the thing. Like, you know, if someone someone says they want a dollop of milk in their tea, how much is a dollop? What's
it
a dash?
One squeeze. All right, I'll give it a squeeze.
Okay, so you've given it a fairly generous squeeze there.
Just a standard squeeze.
Yeah. So takes a while. We should probably really give it a stir.
I got a pen. There you go. I solved that problem. Right.
So you're giving it a stir. Now the Maiwadi. How was that? Strong.
Strong again with the fruits. What nobody wants passion fruit. There is no market for passion fruit. Why are you putting it in cordial? And it has.
It's tropical, Anton.
I take it back. It feels less fancy than the elderflower.
Yeah,
I'll give it that.
Yeah, definitely.
Can I give you my every time more my wadi comes up, I have to give my factoid. Can I give you my wadi?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know where it gets its name?
No.
It's the first initials of the company, Mineral Water Distributors.
Ah,
I love that. It just makes me happy all the time.
Interesting. Yeah,
not really, nice. But that's all I got. So what's the third one then?
Okay, the third one is the Robinsons, which comes in a kind of a sickly pink colour, like a medicine from the Victorian period. Give it a whiff, give it a smell there first, Anton, because it's really got that potent synthetic smell from our childhood.
It does.
Now, this suggests 1 to 5. So I've put in one part Robinsons to 5 parts water. But it is quite a hit of sugar.
Do you know what that
is? It's really strong, sweet flavour.
You know a strawberry ice pop? Mm. If you let it fully melt and then drink it, that's that.
Yeah, they should put that in the back. It's a funny one, this, because it says that it's summer fruits and barley. The barley thing is really important to Robinson's as a brand, because Mr. Robinson, back in the mid-19th century, kind of patented this crystallized barley process. When you crystallize barley, it kind of gives a caramelized flavor to the barley water. Our grandparents' generation would have drank barley water. It was quite a common thing. And when it first came to Wimbledon in the 1930s, it was lemon and barley crystallized that was thought of as this kind of really hydrating, nourishing drink for athletes and umpires alike. But what's really curious about it is that the Robinsons has 0% sugar in it. Now, did that come across as a sweet beverage to you, Anton?
Extremely. But hang on a minute. It says on it that it has 0 added sugar.
Mm. Yeah. So there's sugar present, obviously, in the apple, strawberry, plum and cherry.
But presumably they can distill down fruit sugar till it is a thick syrup and then use that and it counts as no added sugar.
Exactly. So what's going on here is the presence of sucralose. So sucralose is a type of sugar, but it's gone through this process where the calories have been taken out of it. But what's left is actually a sweetener that is 600 times sweeter than sucrose, which is the chemical name for sugar. That's why the bottle green product, the fancy one there on your right, does have sugar in it. It has 4.4 grams per 100 mil. They admit that, no problem. But it doesn't seem half as sweet as this other product, which apparently on the branding doesn't contain any added sugar.
It's an amazing thing, sucralose. It was scientists in Tate and Lyle, you know, the people who make golden syrup.
Yes.
They originally formulated it. And I think they flogged it wholesale. They flogged the patent of it and didn't retain it within Tate and Lyle. And it's now the fastest growing sweetener in the world.
It is. It's extraordinary. So, you know, some consumers, some listeners mightn't want to be consuming all these kind of sweeteners, but, you know, that's down to preference. Personally, I don't mind a little bit of sugar there.
So which is your recommendation overall? Where
personally,
did you
my recommendation is the bottle green. I think this is a really nice, it's a subtle cordial. It's not too sweet and the others are just too sweet for me.
So there you go. That is Simon's recommendation. The bottle green elderflower at 500 milliliters cost you €4.05.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4. on News Talk.